Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And yes, I am finally back, mercifully. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. I'll tell you where I was, what I've been going through. But we were going to talk about the communist, life, death, humanity, violence. We're going to discuss this 20-point plan the GOP put out. Oh, illegals voting in elections. Yes, we'll cover some of the latest drama on Biden staying in, getting out, a bunch of emails, and college degrees losing their luster. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I need to probably update. I should probably lead with this, update you on a couple things. First of all, over the weekend, Thursday through Sunday, I was gone. Independence Day, we actually ended up traveling, and I'll get to all that later on in the show. Yesterday, why wasn't I here? I wasn't allowed to be. We got hit with a hurricane. We all lost power. Jewish producer Chris still doesn't have power as of the airing of this show. I just recently got power. The roads are covered with debris. Look, we're fine. Everyone here is fine and safe. Thank you. We got a million emails. Hope you guys are okay. Michael's safe. Chris is safe. I'm safe. Everyone's good. Some damage and things like that, but we weren't allowed to drive on the roads. They actually put out a curfew yesterday, too. It's been a little touch and go down here. So the studio had no juice. The studio had no power, but it does today. And we're back, and I'll cover all the rest of it in just a little bit. Now, I'm actually going to begin in a few minutes. So I guess I'm not going to begin. That'll probably be the second thing. In a few minutes, I'm going to get to this 20-point plan the GOP put out. The GOP put out a new platform. And people either love it or they hate it. It's been all kinds of controversy. Oh, these things are the best. Oh, they took out the pro-life stuff. Now I'm not voting for Trump if they're not doing that. I will give it to you right between the eyes, everything I think about it shortly. I do want to point out something before I get to that, though. As we've said, as we've talked about many times before, you and me, understanding who and what you're dealing with is critical in life. I will tell you, we needed a ride to the airport. We ended up in Florida over the weekend. Believe me, I'll get to it. We needed a ride to the airport. Guy shows up. His name was Muhammad. I guess I'm not giving away anything because there's a lot of people named Muhammad, but his name was Muhammad. Shows up to pick us up to the airport. And he was maybe the nicest human being I've ever met in my life. So kind, gracious, could not have been more helpful. He was also maybe the worst driver I've ever seen in my entire life. And over the course of a 20-minute drive, we almost died 10 times. At one point, I'm not making this up, he stopped in the middle of the road. I don't mean pulled over slightly off the road. He needed to look at something on his phone, 45-mile-per-hour speed limit, and he just stopped and grabbed his phone and looked at it with cars behind us. Now, was Muhammad a bad guy? No. I had to deal with Muhammad and I had to get him straightened out on a couple things, but this is not a bad human being who wanted to hurt me and my family. So I dealt with him differently than I would deal with somebody who's drunk, on drugs, actively harmful to me or my family. Muhammad had to be dealt with a certain way. So I want to talk to you about communists and who we oppose. It can be hard, so hard to accept what I'm about to say. But unless you get this, you'll never get anything. unless you accept what I'm about to tell you as being true, you will always be lost. You will always be shocked, stunned by the next thing that came down. Former Senator Jim Inhofe died. He was 89 years old. Oklahoma senator. I didn't know him, so I don't want to act like I knew him. I did talk to him a couple times. We were friendly, but look, if you asked him my name, he probably wouldn't know who I was. So I talked to him a couple times, but kind man, pretty decent senator as far as senators go. And I'm looking at headlines. Huffington Post. Former Senator Jim Inhofe, prolific climate denier, dies at 89. Here's another one. This one's from CNN. Former Senator Jim Inhofe, defense hawk who called human-caused climate change a hoax, dies at 89. This one's New York Times. James M. Inhofe, senator who denied climate change, dies at 89. Another one. Former Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, a climate change denier and ex-Armed Services Committee chairman, dies at 89. Why? Why make that part of the headline? Why make it part of the bio? Well, this goes back to another question. Why have communists murdered so many people? It could be hard to really grasp how many people they've murdered. It's north of 100 million, probably closer to 120 million people. And communism's been around for roughly 100 years, 120 or so, depending on how you want to look at it. But how in the world could you murder that many people in that short of an amount of time? Do you know anything about mass murder? I have a sick mind, so I read things about it. The various mass murders, the Holocaust of the Armenians, the Holocaust of the Jews, the various Genghis Khan battles. It's, you know how you kill mass quantities of people? The things the Soviets did. You know, one of the things that's fascinated me, you want to talk about sick, is how the people who were murdering everybody, how much they stressed and strained about how difficult it was to murder that many people. Gosh, how do we get enough of them here? But the logistics, do we even have enough bullets? Do we have enough gas? Where do we take them? It's a logistical nightmare to murder that many people. And yet communists have found a way to murder over 100 million in the course of 100 years. Why is that? First, you must accept they do not believe in a unique, individual human soul. You are unique. Every single part of you, even the parts you don't like, you were created on purpose by God himself. The God of the universe knows your name, right down to the hairs of your head. You are wonderful and unique, and you have a purpose here. And the communist doesn't believe that at all. The communist is a religious zealot. He is a religious person. He is not political. He is religious. And his religion is about destroying the world as it is. Of course, so he can remake it into some crazy utopia, which they never get to. All they get to is the destruction. And because he is a religious zealot, like so many other religions and various sects of this religion or a sect of that religion, the communist believes only his religion is true. And if you are harmful to his religion, then you, because you're not unique, you're not an individual in his mind, you're not stitched together by God, you're just flesh, your eyeballs and hair and your skin and your feet and your hands, but there's nothing unique or wonderful about you. So if you happen to get in the way of his goals of destruction and domination, then you should just be killed. I've explained to you before, violence is not what the communist does. It's who he is. It is woven into his very DNA because he is on a religious mission from his demonic god to destroy everything. And if you are anyone, it doesn't matter your name, your title, your sex, your age, your anything, if you are anyone holding him back from God's plan, well, maybe we should hurt him. Maybe, hey, you know what? Let's just kill him. Why do you think these people, no matter where they start, it doesn't matter. It's not like it's unique to the Soviet Union or Spain or Venezuela. No matter where they start, they always end up killing people en masse. Why do you think that is? Well, if I don't view people as being individuals, unique souls, if I view people as just the flesh and blood, if people become ants, well, how many ants would I kill if it meant even the slightest improvement? I'll tell you right now, I'm murdering ants by the thousand in my home because we have red ants who've come back in. And because they mean nothing whatsoever to me, I am mass murdering them as fast as I possibly can. If you gave me a way to murder them even faster, I would do so. That is exactly how the communist looks at you. And unless you accept that, you will always be behind. You will always be shocked. How could outlet after outlet after outlet after outlet look at the death of a senator and every one of them found a way to basically say, let's be honest, I'm glad he's dead. Good thing that guy's dead. He didn't believe in man-made climate change. Good riddance, scumbag. Why did they all seem to come to the same conclusion? Because they're all communists, and violence is who they are. Now let's talk about this new GOP plan, shall we? We'll get to the Biden drama in a bit. Before we do that, let me talk to you about hard assets. You know that we are in need right now. You look around, you see the inflation, you see the spending. Jerome Powell spoke and it was bad. It's really bad out there. What's happening? We'll get to Jerome Powell in a bit. So what do you do in scary times, scary economic times? You buy things you can touch and feel, like real estate. And I know you're not a millionaire, and I know you're not made of money, or maybe you are, but done for you real estate is where normal people go to begin purchasing real estate, and they handle everything for you, right down to the closing, right down to the rental process. They'll find you the home. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. These people are my friends. Just talk to them and see what they can do. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's so good to be back. I missed you so much. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whatever you want. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Gosh, I'm just so happy to be here. All right, that's enough of the demonic communist talk for a minute. We're going to change subjects here, and we'll get to all the Biden embarrassing stuff, the press going after him, the soap opera stuff. We'll get to some more of that. I just can't talk about that for 24 hours a day, so I'm probably going to get distracted a lot because I want to discuss something else. The GOP put out a 20-point plan, a 20-point platform, National Republicans. It's essentially a laundry list of these are all the things we want to do, all the things we're going to do. And it's being met with a lot of cheers, being met with a lot of boos. The pro-life community is very, very displeased that all the abortion language was stripped out of it. We'll talk about that. That'll be a discussion in a moment. That'll probably offend everyone. And a lot of people love a lot of these things. And let's be honest, pretty freaking good lists. Obviously, I personally wish the abortion stuff was still on there, but whatever, beyond that, it's a great list. But here's what came to mind for me. You know my oldest son's a runner? My oldest son, James. Did you know that? That's what he does. That's his sport. He runs track. He runs cross country. I'm going somewhere with this. You just have to stay with me. He runs track. He runs cross country. And he loves it. I know. He's one of those freaking people that loves to run. I don't get it, but whatever. He loves it. And he's good. Not great. Hasn't been doing it long enough, but very good. He made state as a freshman. And last year, we had to go to state so he could run cross country in state here in the state of Texas. And he did well, I would say maybe middle of the pack, but against juniors, seniors, everyone for a freshman, first time, first year doing it. Not bad, right? Not bad. But the lead guy, the guy who won state, James and me were talking about him after the race. And this lead guy was so fast that I personally witnessed it because I was running across the course trying to get to where I could see James. The lead guy kept catching the pace car who was trying to show them the route where they're going. He kept, when he was right in front of me, he was waving the pace car forward, frustrated, saying, "Go faster. I'm catching you. Go." That's how fast this kid was. State champion. And as we left, congratulating James, "You did it," all these other things. But I asked him, "Do you want to be state champion? You see that kid? It's fast, right? And he's a champion today. He's the best in the entire state. Can you imagine how that feels? Do you want that?" And James said, "Oh, yeah, that's what I want. I want to be a state champion." I said, "Good. I'm glad you want it. But you know that telling me that, I'm glad that's your answer, telling me that doesn't actually mean anything. Showing me that is what will matter. You say you want it. You're going to take a little break after cross-country season, maybe a week off, give the legs a break. I get that. But we'll find out if you actually want to be a state champion, oh, a week or two from now. Because guess how long that kid took off in between seasons before he was out there on the road, running, hours, sweat. Not very. He wanted it bad enough to show that he wanted it. Everyone says they want things, but they don't actually want things. Me? You know what I want? I want a six-pack. And no, I'm not talking about beer. I'm not talking about beer. I mean, I want a six-pack of abs to where I take my shirt off and you're like, wow, I could bounce quarters off that guy's abs. But I just... Right before we got on the air. If you're watching on the simulcast, you can probably see the Tupperware container sitting there. Or Tupperware. I know the women always yell because I say that wrong. You could probably see the Tupperware container sitting there. I just got done telling you that I wanted six-pack abs. And right here on the studio desk in front of me, I just got done reheating my wife's homemade hamburger helper from last night. And I ate enough of that stuff that it would have filled up the entire offensive line for the Denver Broncos. But I just told you I wanted a six-pack. And you know what the truth is? I may want you to give me a six-pack, but when it comes down to it, I don't actually want a six-pack because I want to eat Aub's hamburger helper. She makes it homemade because she says, "You understand, it's too many preservatives." Whatever. It's amazing. So I don't actually want a six-pack. I'm looking here at a wonderful 20-point plan. Gosh, look at this stuff. Seal the border. Man, that's awesome. End inflation. Yeah. Stop outsourcing. Good. Tax cuts for workers. End the weaponization of government. So many wonderful things. And this is what they want, right? And we're supposed to get excited because they've said this is what they want. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about you first. Let's talk about your energy levels. You know what I actually did this morning? Got my butt out of bed, threw a ruck on my back, went for a nice long ruck in the heat. We were stuck inside because of that stupid hurricane yesterday. And I was about stir crazy. I couldn't do my show, couldn't do anything. So I just had to go out there and punish myself, sweating and everything else. Do you take a stack from Chalk? Male vitality stack or female vitality stack? You understand the energy that comes into your life when you start some natural herbal supplements from Chalk? You know, it's not just for people who are 80 or people who are 20. It's something for everyone. Your body needs things. Things it's not currently getting. You take Chalk. You take a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack for 90 days. You will feel like springing out of bed and throwing a pack on and moving. Don't you want to feel like that? Well, do you want it? Or do you really want it? If you want it, call them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000, or you can go to chalk.com. Go get a subscription. Huge discounts on subscriptions for life. Show me you want it. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, in case you're wondering, we are going to do Medal of Honor Tuesday, since thanks to this stupid hurricane, we couldn't get to the studio yesterday to do Medal of Honor Monday. So we're going to do Medal of Honor Tuesday tonight, like a half hour from now. An hour from now, we're going to have Joel Pollack on the show. He has an idea for implementing plans if Trump wins the election. We're jam-packed tonight. I'm going to go back to what I was talking about, though. About the new 20-point GOP plan. Show me what you want. Stop telling me and show me. You know what? Let's talk about a few things. And I'll get to the stripping of the abortion from it portion in a moment, in a way that I'm sure will make a bunch of people mad. But let's talk about this. You know what? Let's start with this one. Here's a great one. You know what number 19 is on this 20-point plan? Secure our elections, including same-day voting, voter identification, paper ballots, and proof of citizenship. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah!
It's exciting, isn't it? Nice. That's what the GOP wants, right? Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what I want? Isn't that what the politicians want? Okay, let's pause on that for a moment. Let's do a little rewind, shall we? Because I got this email. Dear Deep Fried Jesse, I just saw a story about the Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruling that ballot drop boxes are legal after the formerly conservative court ruled they are not. I seem to remember a certain oracle screaming about this Supreme Court election from the rooftops several months ago. I'm sure you already saw the story. I just wanted to bring it to your attention since I know how much you love to gloat about being right. I love the show. Thanks for all you do. And keep it popping.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
That was the wrong button.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
So, you do remember that, right? Oh, this is going to come back to the 20-point plan. You remember? Dan Kelly, he was running for a Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin against a dirty communist. And remember how much I was shouting about this? Me and Scott Pressler, actually had Scott Pressler on to talk about it. Do you remember this?
This is the most consequential election of 2023. Right now I'm in Wisconsin. the current makeup of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is 4 conservatives to 3 liberals. However, one of those conservatives is retiring, meaning that if we are not successful at electing Justice Daniel Kelly on April 4th in the general spring election, then that court will flip from conservative to liberal. Now, why is this important? Because the liberals have already indicated that they're going to put their thumbs on the scale. And that means that Wisconsin, which has voter ID, we could lose voter ID going into 2024. We could lose proof of residency, which is required to register to vote in the state of Wisconsin. And I'll remind you that a conservative court here in Wisconsin deemed that unmanned drop boxes are illegal. Meaning, if the court flips liberal, you're going to have unmanned drop boxes on every street corner in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, Madison, and it's going to be an arduous uphill battle in order to win Wisconsin and the White House in 2024.
And guess what? On that day when Dan Kelly had an election in Wisconsin, Republicans were watching the game. I can't go out and vote. What election? Hey, the new Star Wars is on. Let me log into Disney Plus and watch the new Star Wars. Oh, I can't go out and vote for Dan Kelly. It's college football season. Go Badgers, baby. Woo! You see, when Dan Kelly's election was up, Republicans, oh, don't get me wrong, they were all wearing MAGA hats, Trump stickers, but they didn't want to do the work. They didn't want to actually put in the work to make sure Trump could win the White House. It's so much easier to just wear that MAGA hat. And then you show up at a party. I know. I know all these people. I'm friends with a million people like this. You show up at a party and it's, Jesse, we got to get Trump in there and fix everything. Okay. Who'd you vote for in the city council election? What? When was that? The day Dan Kelly had an election, everyone sat home. Democrats went out, crawled over broken glass to go ensure their guy would win the courts. And now, unmanned drop boxes may very well determine the next presidential election of the United States of America. This is just one point on this list. I could do the whole thing. I'm not going to, but where was everybody? You said it's right here. I'm looking at the platform. Secure elections. That's what you want. Same day voting. You want everything. That's what you say you want. But when the time came to actually do something that required that, well, hey man, that new Star Wars was sweet. Couldn't be bothered to go to the polls. My son wants to be a state champion. Well, that's determined by the work he puts in now. Everybody wants to be handed a state championship. Very few want to put in the road hours, the sweat, the misery to become a state champion. I'll be honest, I'm tired of hearing about the GOP platform. Honestly, I'm tired of campaign promises. I wouldn't care if Republicans put out a one-point plan. Why don't you try to implement one of these things, and then I'll be impressed. I'm not even asking for 20 of them. How about one of them? One step. Here's the first one. Seal the border and stop a migrant invasion. They're already calling them migrants. They're already calling them the communist words for them. They've already adopted the communist language, calling them migrants. That, of course, is there. And, of course, they're going to seal the border and stop the invasion. Except 15 minutes ago, Mitch McConnell and James Lankford, James Low T. Lankford out of Oklahoma, were trying to amnesty millions of them. Carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. Great. Sounds good. Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that? The same administration that backed off of child separation policy after 5 minutes of press scrutiny? They're going to round up 12 million people? Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. End inflation. The GOP platform is going to end inflation. Who printed $7 trillion during COVID? Now you're going to tackle inflation? How are you going to do that? Look, stop outsourcing.
one of the main people responsible for the Rust Belt becoming the Rust Belt is George W. Bush and his dad outsourcing, shipping American jobs over to China. Now you have Rust Belt town after Rust Belt town, drugged out, poor, miserable. I go down this list and it sounds wonderful. Of course, they have to reference migrants again instead of illegals. We wouldn't want to be too mean to the illegals. Rebuild our cities. Who's going to do that? Which GOP-controlled city are you going to rebuild? Or is the GOP plan take a gigantic wad of taxpayer money and hand it to a bunch of communist cities in D.C. to build monuments to George Floyd? Is that the plan? Sorry, you can count me as unimpressed. You can call me a cynic or whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I'm tired of hearing about all the things we're going to do. You know why? I'm old enough to remember the GOP passing 7 Obamacare repeals while Barack Obama was president. Of course, they knew every single time Barack Obama would veto those repeals. And the second Trump won the election in 2016, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the presidency, and Trump said he would sign an Obamacare repeal, and the GOP couldn't even get one to his desk. Sorry, you're going to have to go ahead and show me. I'm tired of being told you want to lose weight. Go for a walk one time, and then maybe I'll believe you. I'm tired of it. I got to do some emails. I'm salty right now. Honestly, I laughed when I saw they had... I didn't even know what the 20 points were. I laughed when I saw that they had a 20-point plan. How about you guys come out with a 1-point plan? Let me know what you do, all right? And I will address the stripping of abortion from it in just a moment. Before I get to that, let me address this. Let me address Pure Talk. Let me address your cell phone. I was just making fun of people still watching Disney Plus, but who do you pay every month for your cell service? Do you really stroke a check to T-Mobile every month? Gosh, have you ever looked into T-Mobile? And I've had them. That's who I switched from when we switched to Pure Talk. We switched from T-Mobile. So I'm not judging. I'm guilty too, but we have got to be better, more purposeful, smarter about how and where we spend our money. Pure Talk's CEO is a vet, Vietnam vet. Pure Talk is so interested in this country, they hire Americans. It's honestly the best part about the whole thing. It's better than the money savings. Talking to someone who finally speaks friggin' English. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more, 50% more on your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It is so good to be back. We're only like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Tuesday. Yes, we are going to get it into more of the Biden drama, the press hostility, everything else, all the Democrat drama from today. We will talk a bit more about that. Look, I can't do 3 hours of every single day. Is Biden going to drop? Is he not going to drop? Aren't you bored with that? I mean, it's intriguing. We'll talk about it, but I can't do that the whole time. Now, let me address this point. It was rumored this was coming, but they took all references to abortion or pro-life out of the new Republican 20-point plan. So let me just lay this out in a very plain, truthful fashion. And if it offends you, please remember that I don't give a crap. What I'm about to tell you is true. All right. Donald Trump and the Trump family, they now are setting really the policy and the platform for the GOP, and they should, because he's the nominee. The Republican nominee for president should be the one laying out the platform. So that part of it is exactly as it should be. Trump is the nominee, so it's going to be his vision, the things he wants, his plan. That's what's going to be part of the platform. Donald Trump is not a social conservative. Donald Trump did put the judges on the Supreme Court who got Roe versus Wade overturned, but personally, he's not now, nor has he ever been a social conservative. He is not. And he had to pretend a little bit on his first term to get evangelicals with him, and he'll still do that thing from time to time. But Trump has an event with the, you know what the log cabin Republicans are? They're the gay Republicans. Trump hosts them repeatedly at Mar-a-Lago for events. Caitlyn Jenner, the tranny dude that used to be Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner is constantly over there as a guest and friend of Trump. Trump, before he was running for office, was very, very wishy-washy on abortion. If that's your thing, social stuff, that you're not going to come into alignment with Donald Trump. He doesn't believe those things. He just does not. He never really has. He's kind of pretended to from time to time. He doesn't believe those things. And Donald Trump believes, and he might not even be wrong about this, he believes that abortion costs Republicans elections. And since he doesn't believe in the issue very much, so why would he run with an issue that he doesn't believe in that he thinks might cost him and other Republicans the election? Abortion got stripped from this because Trump wanted it stripped from this, period. That's the bottom line. If that makes you angry, or if that's a deal breaker for you, I'm sorry. Or if you love that, good for you. But what I just said is a fact. Those are facts. That's how it is now. Now, I don't care either way. And this is why I don't care either way. I think it's an utter disgrace for the GOP to capitulate on anything pro-life. I do. I think it's a disgrace. It's pathetic and it's weak for the GOP to strip this out of there because we're so worried about demonic abortion-loving winning women costing us the election. But at the same time, I didn't get emotional when I saw it was stripped out because I never once have thought the GOP is going to be the vanguard on taking back the culture anyway. The GOP doesn't have the guts and the GOP doesn't have the brains to shift culture. You do. When I say you, I mean really all of us. It's up to us. Each and every individual in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our towns, in our states, it's up to us to shift culture in our direction. Culture and the direction of your culture, it is not determined by any political party. It's not determined by the GOP. The GOP cannot save this country culturally, even if they have the guts to do so. And we all know the low-T GOP doesn't have the guts to do that anyway. The GOP is not going to lead on any of these things because the GOP can't lead. I already told you, they're already with the GOP. Now the stated platform of the GOP is referencing illegals as migrants. We just hand them language. We just hand them things. If you're looking for these people, any of these people, to be the vanguard of saving your country, you're going to be sorely disappointed day after day after day. It's up to you to save the country. You. How do you do that? That's too much. You can't do that. You're one person. Well, I know for a fact. I know for a fact. You can do things, big or small, to affect your social circle, your neighborhood, the community in which you live, your town. It's going to take millions of people doing those little things to actually shift and shape culture in a way we want to shift and shape culture. I'm not disappointed the GOP is running scared from abortion because the GOP runs scared from everything anyway, and they were never going to, even if they tried. Even if they tried to solve this problem, they were never going to solve this problem. The truth is, we do have a nation packed full of single mentally ill women who love the idea of murdering their babies. That's come from years, 50 years of culture. culture has programmed young single women like that in this country, and now they love murdering their babies as much as I love my wife's hamburger helper. It's not going to be the GOP's platform that's going to change their minds. It's going to take parenting. It's going to take information out there. It's going to take a whole lot of correct language and being purposeful about the right things. Do I wish that stuff was still in there? Sure. I didn't lose a moment of sleep over it because I never thought the GOP was worth a darn on that stuff anyway. And that's the bottom line. All right? You want to change that about the GOP? Change your local GOP. Change your state GOP. That's where to begin. Now, let's set all this stuff aside. Let's do some Medal of Honor Monday, shall we? Even though it's Tuesday. I know it's Tuesday, Chris. Anyway, hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.